You're listening to Jason's Jelly Jam Podcast. This show talks about delicious recipes, snacks, and more with your host, Jason.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Jason's Jelly Jam Podcast. Today, I have two guests. They are from A3 Workout and they have come on here to talk about nutrition and their little company. But before I bring them on, I have a fun fact to share. Did you know that most holiday feasts are more than 4,500 calories? And that's a little bit over double of our recommended daily calories. So maybe our guest Chris Maurice from A3 Workouts can help lower the amount of calories. Can you hear me? So Chris, before we begin, would you like to tell us a little bit about your company?
What's going on, Jason? Thanks for having us on the show. Can you hear me clearly? So we're literally just finishing up with a class right now. So you hear the students in the background trying to hurry up and get their things together and figure out where they go next. We want to thank you guys for having us on today's special podcast. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Give me back one second.
I'm sorry, Jason. Did you have a question? What was the last piece you said about the holiday food, calories, and how much is it like expected to gain during the holidays?
Most holiday meals are like 4,500 calories, which is a lot.
Yeah, so it's extremely, extremely, extremely high. Because, when we talk about holidays, you think about all the fun desserts. You think about some cultured foods that you may have that you don't typically have during the school year, that are a little bit more sweeter, that are a little bit more healthier. So around the holiday times, we do try to help our students or the people we work with be a little bit more mindful about their intake and what they're going to be intaking nutrition-wise, and to be more conscious and smarter about that. But before we get into the nitty-gritty on everything, I would like to give a little bit of background on us and our mission with Hempstead and the students that we're working with currently, if that's okay with you, Jason.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes. A3 Workout, our mission is to utilize health and wellness as a platform to allow the students or people to come together to learn about health and wellness the right way, to learn the techniques, to learn the proper form, and to learn what strategies that'll best customize you as an individual and how that can help you get into a fitness journey with your lifestyle, with what you do, whether you're a student or whether you have a full-time career, or whether you're at home mom or at home dad. But it's really catering and customizing workouts to the person that the person is customized for, so that best fits you. And then we build off of that customized workout plan. But when we got into the schools, we wanted to take that same idea and allow it as like a platform where the students could come and work out and talk about some of the challenges that they were facing in high school. Use the workouts as a way to articulate some of the emotions that they were feeling on the inside, talk about it, or if not talk about it, utilize whatever workouts that we had them doing to kind of get that out. So it's become a great form of a bridging gap, bringing students together that don't typically speak on a day-to-day basis or don't know each other at all. And it also supported as a therapeutic platform as well for the students to get things off their chest, things off their mind through the workout. So that's our mission and our goal for the students at Hempstead High School. And then for the surrounding communities, it's bringing the parents, bringing the neighborhood together, showing what we're doing with the kids, and allowing them to be a part of that as well, so that everybody's engaged doing the same thing and connecting and getting to know each other.
All right. So it's basically a, you know, mind and physical exercise program?
Well, so yes, the program is really focused on the, okay, the physical aspect, but through working through the physicality, the physical aspect, we are utilizing that time to kind of get through, get to the mind and allow the students to talk about whatever is that's bothering them. Or if it's not bothering them, whatever like plans that they have for themselves in the future.
All right. So I have some questions relating to you know, what you do to the holidays and a little bit more about your company.
What do you got, Jason?
All right. First question is, what do you recommend to lower the amount of calories, you know, besides exercising, because no one wants to work out during the holidays. First question was, what do you recommend to lower the amount of calories, you know, besides exercising, because no one wants to exercise during the holidays?
Yes, exactly. So what I try to tell people to do, one, is portion control. However, when it's good food, it's kind of hard to control the portions of how much you want to eat and what you want to eat. So one way I allow people to do it is kind of manipulate the system, your body, meaning if you drink a glass of water before you sit and have your food, the water gives your body a sense of being fulfilled, which won't allow you to intake so much food. And if you decrease the amount of food you're taking, then obviously you decrease the amount of calories you take on. So it's a little simple trick that you could do, just having a glass of water or something to drink before you sit down and actually have your plate of food, and that'll allow your body to not actually get to take in so much food and thus limit the amount of calories.
Oh, all right. What do you like to eat during the holidays, you know?
Well, my favorite food for the holidays, if I can have it my way, is macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I like macaroni and cheese, too.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, man. That and some candy yams, that's going to get me every time.
I'm myself, if I had to say, I don't really like the way the ingredients that is made with, but I do like potato salad, and I'm talking about the potato salad without the raisins, just so we're clear. But I am a potato salad type of guy for the holidays, because I mean, who doesn't love potato salad, right?
Yeah.
And not only that, it's like, and you only have it once a year, so why not indulge? But yeah, Maurice is right. You definitely have to manipulate what you're gonna eat. I would cut calories as he suggested, by like a meal or maybe a meal and a half, just to sacrifice having the sweet potato pie, or just to sacrifice having the potato salad or whatever.
All right. So what other foods you recommend? You know, like, you know, lowering what you eat, or like trying to avoid if you want to have less calories on your plate.
There's a lot of different options you can go with. The lighter side of calories you're gonna find through vegetables and through anything leafy. So whether you're talking about like a kale, or whether you talk about spinach or lettuce, those type of completed meals where you have like a lettuce and a spinach, and you have a protein with that, like inside the salad or to the side of the salad, is typically a light meal. It's typically really light. And those will fulfill you for the moment, but being that because it's less in calories, you'll be hungrier again later on. But then that's when you would just pretty much copy that same meal. And those are like lighter meals that you can indulge throughout the day. Get, you know, be satisfied and lose the weight, but it won't put no pounds on you. It won't store.
All right. So my next question is, what do you guys like to do for the holidays? Like, do you go somewhere or what?
So for me, obviously, holidays is a big thing with family and getting together and, you know, just enjoying yourself, letting your guard down. So I'm a big family person. Usually, every year, I have a group of about 18 to 20 cousins, and what we do is over the course of last year, we'll chip in money each month,
and then we'll rent one or two big homes in Florida or Georgia or wherever, and just get together for the whole week and just enjoy each other's company. Everybody cook big different meals they like, and we just have fun, play games, joke.
And it's actually enjoy being around you, because a lot of times when you work a lot and you're separated from your family and loved ones, you don't get to see them that much, so we try to maximize our time together during these holiday periods. So usually, more often than not, we'll pick someone's house or we'll pick a state to go to and rent out a house and just have fun and enjoy each other's company.
For myself, I have a lot of family on Long Island, so I kind of just bounce around and play Santa. I love Christmas because I love giving and I love making people, especially my family, happy. And I do have kids. Whether it's riding around with my sons and going to other family houses and dropping off gifts, or just allowing the family to come to me and we kind of just do a big, like, a get together. So it's all about the family for me with the holidays and just bounce around and from family to family.
Yeah. So like during like the holidays. I mean, like, back then I used to, like, go down to, like, you know, family in, like, Connecticut. Like, there would be, like, a whole bunch of people there, like, aunts, cousins, a whole bunch of people that, like, yeah, and I go, okay. And, like, there would always be, like, a whole bunch of food and scum. I'd only stay there for, like, a day or so and then go back home, but, like, it was nice being there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's really, really cool. What's your holiday? What holiday do you enjoy the most out of all?
Wait, hold on. I think we have, like, caller.
Oh, awesome.
Give me a second.
Beautiful.
Caller, come in now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, so I was just loving some tips I heard. I just wanted to ask, what are some of your guys' favorite holiday spies? I'm talking about your collard greens. I'm talking about your stuffing. What kind of spies do y'all like?
That's a great question. I was just telling Jason not too long ago that I like potato salad as a side, but I also do like I have a bad sweet tooth, so anything sweet I love going for. So whether it's the sweet yams or the sweet potatoes or the candy yams or even the cranberries, the sweet cranberry ones too, I love it all. I love it all, really. But anything sweet is what I go for. So the desserts, the sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie. Yeah, that's my weakness right there.
Yeah, I agree. The sweet potato pie and I have an aunt, and she makes this this pound cake. And the pound cake and these snowball cookies is like
shortbread cookies with chopped up almonds, and it's rolled in confection and sugar, and them two right there is like,
that's it. I've always saved a little space
in my stomach for that. I have to have those. One thing I do like as a side, and it's because I was raised on it by my grandmother. A lot of people don't like them, but pickled beets, they
pick them and they pickle them and add like a little brown sugar, so it's kind of like a sweet and sour effect.
But that just sets
up the plate of food. That just sets up the plate of food for me. So that right there would be my go to on the side.
Along with, you know, the stuffing and the greens and the potatoes. But those pickled beets, and then for dessert, those snowball cookies and the pies, I'm all in.
I need to be coming to your house more, bro, because that sounds amazing. I'm not even going to lie. That sounds good.
Definitely welcome.
Yeah, them snowball cookies sound dangerous. I might have to find a way to get some.
I'll send some after, you know. I don't know how long they're going to last, but I'll try my best.
For sure. Thank y'all for your time.
The majority of my family is from the South, so for them, you know, family and cooking is like one of their love languages. So, you know, the more food,
the merrier, the more people involved, the merrier. It's just all about just feeding your soul, feeding your spirit, and just enjoying each other's company and presence. And food is like the great equalizer. Nobody's going to say no to a good-tasting plate of food.
That's right. It brings people together. So I definitely take advantage of the holidays. And if you got to subtract a meal or two to balance out the calories to have some of your favorite foods and sides, please, by all means, A3 Workout give you the permission to do so.
Yes, you're more than welcome to enjoy yourself. But the key is this, I tell everybody too, if you have an issue with, let's say, controlling your appetite or being caught in a moment or an environment and you just want to enjoy the food and your time with your family and friends, you know,
I tell you what, it's a numbers game. Win the numbers. So if it's 7 days in a week,
if you have four or five good days and have one bad day, Thanksgiving or a holiday weekend, you got four of the good days that you have, but so you're still up, you're by numbers, you're still winning. So just work hard, and that way you deserve and you earn those holiday treats and Holiday Dinners and so forth and so on.
All right. So thank you for calling in. But now I got to go back to the questions.
Hey, once again, thank you for having me on.
No problem.
Thanks for calling in. Definitely appreciate it.
We're just going to move on from that to our questions again.
Okay. Right. Okay, great.
So my next question is, what do you guys do to, like, work out in, like,
A3? What do we do to work out in A3?
Yeah, like, kind of, like, what kind of exercises and stuff.
So the main, one of the main workouts that we focus on is the full functional workouts, because that full functional workouts will literally check off everything for everyone, no matter what they're trying to do, no matter how the lifestyle is, whether you're a sports player or not. It's more geared toward lifestyle and just everyday movement. So we focus on those, and then any athlete that we may come across in the schools that want to focus more on specific things like speed or agility or just strength training or a combination of maybe both, then we specialize the workouts with that type of scenario or that type of circumstance to that person or to that student. But for the most part, it is a full functional workout.
Yes, 100%, because what we have learned and grown to understand is that a lot of people don't know how to actually properly work out, and not knowing how to work out lead to bad form, bad techniques, and then you end up getting hurt. So our style of training is more so catered towards a full body functional workout that allows the individual to, at the same time, also being challenged, but more importantly,
not too complicated where you can do it on your own, but more importantly, you can get growth
and get results out of it. So incorporating a full body, you don't over-exercise or over-exert too much energy on one specific body part or muscle group.
And by incorporating the whole entire body, it almost gives you a sense of fulfillment and wellness, because then you realize you're challenging yourself in ways you haven't been challenged before. And as a result, it makes you feel better,
more empowered. So our whole thing, our workout is a fun workout, but fully functional, but easy enough that you could do it without overcomplicating too many things or risk injury, but more importantly, you get results regardless to what.
All right, so we're starting to run low on time. So real quick, can you tell the viewers where we could find you, or where you would do your workouts usually?
Okay, well, so for the most part with the viewers, for the most part for the students, we're coming to Hempstead High School. We're working with the students directly through the high school. We have a studio, a gym in West Babylon, in Suffolk County, New York, for Route 109 in West Babylon. My handle for social media is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, _ Jean-Pierre, _A3.
All right.
Yes, beautiful. And for those students who may not be able to have the accommodation to be able to travel, we're in Hempstead High School Tuesdays at 3 o'clock, Thursdays at 2 o'clock, and we'll be down in the quad area. You'll see us set up there. They had the mats out, the equipment out, and we'll be ready to go. And social media-wise, to reach out to myself, my name is Mr. Maurice, _A3. _workout.
Well, that's all the time that we have, and I'd like to thank you guys again for coming on my podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you having us.
Great. We appreciate this.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to wrap things up and tune in to my next show, which should be fairly soon.
This is the end of today's episode. Tune in next time for more snacks, meals, recipes, and so much more. Check out my TikTok and Instagram. And I would like to thank the Hempstead High School's Grit After School Program and Tech Tools for Life for making this possible. Got a show idea? Or you want to make a comment? Contact me via email jasonsjellyjam@gmail.com.